dream stuff are not big deal. Real stuff is imagination and non-existence. This is what I understand. This is what it is. This was two different ways, two different point of views towards the universe, right? Now we have turned the camera around. We are looking inside. What's inside? If you are looking inside of you, you find your animal. You find your real being, real existence in reality, and you think that's you? Then it's quite obvious, we talked about it. You are the parrot. Do you remember the parrot? There was a parrot in a shop which thought, whoever is bald has broken the jar. Remember that parrot? So that's you. If you see yourself like that, because we said the silly parrot sees only the skin of the stuff. So if you see the skin of yourself as you, you are that. Or if you are one of those big me full of self-confidence, inflated ego, what are you looking at? What do you see when you're like that and you look at yourself? You see yourself in motion, in action. Your success, your qualities, all of this are what? The jihad. Remember Juhud 1, we talked about it. After the parrot, we went to the two king of Juhud. Remember, I'm over there. I try to explain that, ladies and gentlemen, when we say Juhud, we don't mean Jew. When we say Juhud, we mean somebody who believes in doing your effort. That's Jahd. We remember it said there are two pieces, Jahd and Tawakkul. Jahd is you're counting on yourself. Tawakkul means you are counting on something else as well. Remember all that? Oh, long story, book one was for this. To hear say that, listen, all the differences and all that nonsense comes from the Gabr and the Jew. Gabr is the dualist, because this is their interpretation from Zoroastrian ideology that they didn't like, they hate, and they wanted to find something. They say, there is duality over there, yes, because over there everything explained in yin and yang. Exactly like that. So you could say, oh, that's duality. Duality is reality. The coin of reality is that. So we are trying to let you understand that when you're looking at yourself, find the fellow which is the light. Find not the fellow that will try to explain something or justify something. Try to find that fellow in you when it sees a sin. Unjust sin becomes angry, has the tendency towards just and justice. Observing the justice being done will refresh it. That's the fellow inside, which is what? Which is not two, it's one. Oh, that's a difficult subject. We talked a lot about it. Do you remember, Will? I started to say something in book one, and I told you that this is something that I say now. Later on, I will take it all back, because I will replace it with something which is really difficult to swallow. When I was talking about heart, remember? I said, we talk about the heart and your heart, and to find your heart, know that stuff, and you start to imagine something in here, which is a little bit, not like this pump, it's like that silly stuff, and it's red, and you go somewhere that I was not talking about at all. The thing that we talk is completely different. Then I gave you the major difference, remember? I said, if you imagine that you have a heart here and he has a heart over there, and Rumi 800 years ago had another heart, means you don't get it. Because at the end of this book, we talk about one thing, and one thing only. Do you remember?
The
windows, yes. Because we believe there is one heart. There is not mine, yours. Because by heart, I don't mean some part of me in me. I have all the me in me here. Heart is something strange in here. First of all, is in here, but has no physical place. Right? And we'll talk about it, but mainly this one has a window to the rest of these pieces, because there is one heart, and that belongs to Hap. That's that heart. We are all in it. It's not in me. But yes, I have a referral point in me. I call it my heart. But remember, this is why before coming to that, he said, if you're looking at the light, you will be saved here. Because if not, you'll be involved in duality and finite existence. If you're talking about the heart in me, what happens when I die? Does it die? The heart of Rumi is dead? How dare you? This is how it goes. I die. The heart is there. And my part is the part I shared with that. All my loving activities, good stuff which came out, was added to that heart. It happened over there. I'm the beneficiary. But it's not mine. This is not easy to really swallow. But my heart is the heart of the universe. That's what my heart is. And it's not mine. I say my heart to attach myself to it, because that's what it is. I'm attached to it. If you could find some goodness in me, did I invent it? Am I the creator? Or I was influenced by someone else. The kindness sinked in me, so I could do that. You see, it comes from we. The kindness, the humanity is kind. Adam is not. The animal cannot be kind. That's why we want it to be less. Lesser that one, more place in this one. So remember, when we're talking here about the heart, we're talking about you. When we're talking about Moses and Pharaoh, we're talking about you. But please understand that by you, I mean that part of you which is not you. Do you remember? There was someone in you, we found it, that doesn't like you really. When you do something bad, it doesn't like it. It likes the goodness. It likes the beauty. We called it consciousness or something like that, remember? What is that? How that? That is the stuff which is in you, is a part of you, but it's not in you. And it's not a part of you at the same time. Yes. Like other stuff that we see that way. So this is the point that you should remember. Please remember it, because if not, in the next story, I will have more difficulties. Please make it easier for me. Now, for the most famous story of this book, which is the story that everybody knows, even the people who doesn't know who the Rumi is. Yes, read.
The disagreement as to the description and shape of the elephant. The elephant was in a dark house. Some Hindus had brought it for exhibition. In order to see it, many people were going, every one, into that darkness. As seeing it with the eye was impossible, each one was feeling it in the dark with the palm of his hand. The hand of one fell on its trunk. He said, this creature is like a water pipe.
Okay, before that, let's see a little bit in more details. First of all, the story starts with an elephant. What is an elephant? The beginning of this book started with that elephant, and I said, do not dare to eat the children of the elephants. And we said the elephants are these big fellows. Means Rumi is an elephant. Okay? Think about it like that. Okay, this elephant is in a room in home. This is not the house of the elephant. It's not the garden. It's in the house, because the Indians have been brought it up in this room. Remember the Indian culture, which is the neighbor, which is the source of the Sanskrit culture for Iranians, all that. And you remember how Rumi, what's the sentiment of Rumi towards end, India? Admiring, because the free parrots, who are the love in here, they love to fly to India. Because over there in the garden, the free parrots live, remember? And so on, we hear a lot. India is that fruitful neighbor. Okay? Here we say those neighbors, they brought this to present it the way they present the elephant. How they present the elephant? Do you remember? If you want to, generally speaking, about all these different ways of spirituality in India, what do they do? They try to shut up all the doors and windows possible to this universe to find that one. This is the way of their meditation. To Rumi, it's like a dark room. In the dark room, you want to find it. Rumi believes in light bulb. In the Indian culture, that doesn't exist. So, in that way, I mean, if you want to find the elephant in the darkness in a home, inside of you, of course you will find some parts of that elephant in you. At least we know that for a couple of years you have studied Masnavi. So you know a little bit about the foot of the elephant. That's where you touch. So for you, elephant is the pillar. This is the situation.